ஷன்னோ மித்ரஷ்யம் வருணஹ ஷன்னோ பவத்வர்யமா ஷன்ன இந்திரோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிஹ ஷன்னோ விஷ்ணுருருக்ரம நமோ ப்ரஹ்மணே நமஸ்தே வாயோ த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாஸி த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்ம வதிஷ்யாமி ரிதம் வதிஷ்யாமி சத்யம் வதிஷ்யாமி தன்மாமவது தத்வக்தாரமவது அவது மாம் அவது வக்தாரம். ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. We have completed the Shikshavalli. Today I will give you the summary of the first chapter. There are six vallis or chapters in Taittiriya Upanishad. First one is Shikshavalli. Second valli is Brahmananda valli. Third one is Bhrigu valli. All these three vallis begin with first word, and the title also same given, that first word alone. சீக்ஷாம் வியாக்யா சியாமஹா, ஃபஸ்ட் மந்த்ரா இன் த ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர். தேர் ஃபோர் சீக்ஷாவல்லி. செகண்ட் சாப்டர் பிகின்ஸ் வித் பிரம்மவிதாப்னோதி பரம். தேர் ஃபோர் த செகண்ட் சாப்டர் வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு சி, தட் இஸ் பிரம்மானந்த வல்லி. தேர்ட் சாப்டர் பிகின்ஸ் வித் த வேர்ட் பிருகுர்வை வாருணிஹி, பிருகுவல்லி. நவ் திஸ் ஃபஸ்ட் சாப்டர் வி கேன் டிவைட் இன்டு ஃபோர் டாபிக்ஸ். ஃபஸ்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் கர்மயோகா. செகண்ட் டாபிக் இஸ் உபாசனா யோகா. Third topic is Homa Sadhanam. Homa Sadhanam. Homa as a means. The last and final topic is Japa Sadhanam. Jnana Yoga Siddhyartham Japa Sadhanam. A sadhana by which one can qualify to study scriptures. Jnana Yogyata Prapyartham. Now, this Karma Yoga topic have got three portions. Karma Yoga, the first part is Pancha Maha Yajna. Second part of Karma Yoga is Acquisition of Virtues. Acquisition of Virtues comes under Karma Yoga. Pancha Maha Yajna comes under Karma Yoga. The third part of Karma Yoga is Sadbhavana, proper attitude towards all actions, called Sadbhavana. This sadbhavana also come under karma yoga. Sadbhavana, panchamahayajna and acquisition of virtues prepare the person to get moksha. Prepares the person. They will never give moksha. All these three parts of karma yoga have no role to give moksha directly. Similarly, upasana is the second topic. That means saguna ishvara dhyanam. Saguna ishvara dhyanam. In Vedic times, they have rituals and upasanas on Vedic symbols. In Vedic time, that means those days who were studying only scriptures, no Western education. Those days, people, they start their study with only traditional scriptural teaching. Therefore, those days symbols were taken straight away from the scriptures. But those symbols are replaced by now through Puranic examples or symbols, Puranic stories. Now, what are our symbols? Like Ekarupa, Rama, Krishna, Devi. So, that upasana we are doing nowadays. Now, you cannot do that Samhita upasana. Now, namakku grammar e theriyadu. Sanskrit grammar, letters e theriyadu. How the grammar script also theriyadu. We are not supposed to do Samhita upasana. We cannot. So Shastra allows, according to these days, upasana symbols can be taken as that forms, murti, we can take. Similarly, upasana also cannot give, just as karma yoga cannot give moksha, upasana also cannot give moksha. Upasana or meditation cannot give moksha directly. It is not sakshat upakarakam. It is not direct cause for self-knowledge. Upasana also play a satellite role, secondary role, like karma yoga. Karma yoga gives chitta shuddhi qualification. Upasana gives chitta ekagrata qualification. So having completed that two, you have come here for what? Jnana yoga. Completing means simultaneously you are doing also. So, 3/4 of qualification you have acquired already, that's why you have come here for Jnana Yoga. So, upasana also cannot give moksha, we have to remember. For that, Shankaracharya gives one nice example in Viveka Chudamani. Patyam aushadha sevacha kriyate yena rogina Arogya Siddhim Drishtasya Nanyanu Tishthati Karmana. First line says that Pathya means, you know, that prescription food, what type of food a patient has to take along with the medicines. If you take this medicine, you have to eat this type of food only. You are not supposed to eat these foodstuffs. You have to avoid. That is called pathyam. పథ్యం అలాంగ్ విత్ ఔషధం. పథ్యం ఔషధ సేవాచ, యు హ్యావ్ టు కన్జ్యూమ్ మెడిసిన్ యాజ్ వెల్ యాజ్ ఫుడ్ ఆల్సో అకార్డింగ్ టు డాక్టర్స్ ప్రిస్క్రిప్షన్. సేవాచ క్రియతే ఏన రోగిణ, దట్ పేషెంట్ ఓన్లీ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ దట్ పథ్యం. పేషెంట్ టేకింగ్ మెడిసిన్స్ అండ్ హీ షుడ్ నాట్ ఆస్క్ మై వైఫ్ ఓన్లీ లెట్ హర్ డూ పథ్యం అన్న ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ మీ మై బెటర్ హాఫ్. దేర్ఫోర్ కెన్ షీ డూ పథ్యం అన్న ఆన్ బిహాఫ్ ఆఫ్ హస్బెండ్స్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్. సేమ్ పేషెంట్ హ్యాస్ టు టేక్ అప్ దిస్ పథ్యం ఆల్సో. సిమిలర్లీ ఆరోగ్య సిద్ధి, దట్ అలోన్ గివ్స్ ఆరోగ్యం టు దట్ పర్సన్. సిమిలర్లీ దో పర్సన్ హూ వాంట్ టు గెట్ మోక్ష, వైఫ్ ఓన్లీ కెనాట్ గో టు క్లాస్ అండ్ స్టడీ అండ్ గివ్ మోక్ష టు హస్బెండ్, హర్ హస్బెండ్ అలోన్ కెనాట్ స్టడీ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ అండ్ గివ్ మోక్ష టు హర్ టు హిస్ వైఫ్. ఇంపాసిబుల్. దే హ్యావ్ టు స్టడీ, దే హ్యావ్ టు గెట్ నాలెడ్జ్. సిమిలర్లీ ఉపాసన అండ్ కర్మయోగ ఆర్ లైక్ పథ్యం. వై దిస్ శ్లోక ఐఎమ్ కోటింగ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. కర్మయోగ అండ్ ఉపాసన ప్లే ఏ పథ్యం రోల్. వాట్ ఈస్ ద మెడిసిన్ మెయిన్ ఔషధం? దట్ ఈస్ జ్ఞానయోగ. సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి. బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి ఈస్ ద ఔషధం. ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ అండ్ థర్డ్ చాప్టర్, దట్ ఈస్ శిక్షావల్లి అండ్ భృగువల్లి, ఆర్ లైక్ పథ్యం. ఇప్పుడు ఏది ముఖ్యం? ఔషధం ముఖ్యమా పథ్యం ముఖ్యమా? రెండూ ముఖ్యం అని చూడండి. ఔషధం ముఖ్యమా పథ్యం ముఖ్యమా అన్న రెండు ముఖ్యందా? వితౌట్ పథ్యం మెడిసిన్ వోంట్ వర్క్, వితౌట్ మెడిసిన్ పథ్యం అలోన్ కెనాట్ క్యూర్ ద డిసీజ్. సిమిలర్లీ అవర్ భవరోగ సంసార రోగ కెన్ బి క్యూర్డ్ పథ్య ఔషధ సేవాచ, శిక్షావల్లి భృగువల్లి అండ్ బ్రహ్మానందవల్లి. ఇప్పుడు పథ్యం వీ హ్యావ్ కంప్లీటెడ్, ఇన్ ద మిడిల్లో ఔషధం వరం, తిరిపి పథ్యం వరం. అంత మాదిరి టాపిక్. இந்த மாதிரி எக்ஸாம்பிள் சொன்னா தான் நல்லா புரியும். அதுக்கு தான் சொன்னேன், செகண்ட் சாப்டருக்கு இப்படியே ப்ரிப்பரேஷன் பண்ணிக்கிறேன் நான். ஐ எம் ப்ரிப்பேரிங் யூ, வி ஆர் கோயிங் டு டேக் ரியல் மெடிசின், தட் இஸ் பிரம்மானந்தவல்லி. ஸோ ஃபஸ்ட் அண்ட் தேர்ட் சாப்டர்ஸ் ஆர் லைக் தட். செகண்ட் சாப்டர் இஸ் த ரோல் இஸ் ஜ்ஞான யோகா. நவ் லெட் அஸ் After this Shanti Patha, now we come to the one Anuvaka. After Shanti Patha, the teacher begins his teaching through Samhitopasana first. The first Anuvaka tells us, శిక్షాం వ్యాఖ్యాస్యామః. ఓ మై డియర్ స్టూడెంట్, ఐ విల్ టీచ్ యూ ద ప్రొనన్సియేషన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సాంస్క్రిట్ లెటర్స్. శిక్షా శాస్త్రం, ద సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రొనన్సియేషన్ ఆర్ సైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఇంటనేషన్, ద సౌండ్స్, verbal sounds. You learn, then meditate upon those letters by taking them as symbols. Alambanam. Samhita means Vedic letters. Upasanam means meditation. Taking the Vedic letters as symbols, you do meditation. Why? The reason is, since the revelation of the truth is based on Vedic statements or Vedic words, since the main teaching, the revelations about the truth, all are coming out of those words only, Vedic words. Therefore, prepare yourself to utter those words clearly with crystal clear pronunciation. Then only you can know the meaning. Tappu tappa pannakoodadhu. Pronunciation, articulation must be very, very thorough. Correct understanding of every letter is very important. That is why chanting. We have to be here for chanting. நமக்கு குருஸ்தோத்திரம்லோனே இன்னும் ஸ்பெல்லிங் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் இருக்கு. இத்தனை வருஷமாக படிச்சுன்னு இருக்கோம். Therefore, 10:30 we have to be here. I know you are all having lot of responsibilities at home, but still, the pronunciation is very important. Samhitopasana, the essence of this third section begins with Samhitopasana. Meditation on conjunctions of Vedic letters. Since these Vedic letters are familiar to this student, it is ideal for him to take Vedic letters as symbols. Since Vedic letters are familiar to this Vedic student, those letters are ideal for meditation as symbols. What are those devatas invoked here? No? Various devatas are invoked upon these letters. No? Various devatas are invoked upon those letters. This upasana is as good as Hiranyagarbha upasana. Samhitopasana is total upasana, Hiranyagarbha upasana anartham. By doing this upasana, what is the benefit? The Upanishad says, this student will get good children, healthy children, cattle, food, etc. What are all required in his life, he get all of them by doing this upasana. A better life he gets. Not only here in this loka, even in higher lokas. This is the third vaka essence. Now the fourth anuvaka deals with another upasana to develop IQ, medha siddhyartham. Medha siddhyartham yachandasa mrishabho vishwarupaha. That mantra, Omkara japa mantra, to improve that my methas. Medha siddhyartham, for intelligence. We are all very good in EQ. EQ na emotional quotient. Okay. For Shastra study, IQ is very much highlighted. Therefore, a special mantra, this every day you can chant this mantra. Echandasa mrishabho vishwarupaha chandobhyo jamrita sambhabhuva. Daily padikano in the mantra. This Omkara looked as God himself, Lord himself. So asking here what this mantra, in this mantra, this upasaka asking for good health, good body, good sense organs to attain moksha. to attain moksha. Any upasana you can use for materialistic benefits also and spiritual benefits also. Any upasana, even entire religion, we can use for material benefits and spiritual benefits also. Materialistic benefits means only healthy body, wealth, prosperity and higher lokas. This is called materialistic benefits. Whereas intelligent people, along with the materialistic benefits, they ask for a spiritual benefit also. Like you people, no? Spiritual benefit also important. What is the spiritual benefit? This body, mind, sense organs, when they are healthy, I can use this body to attain moksha. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham. I can use this body, mind, sense organs. Jnana vairagya siddhyartham, chitta shuddhyartham, chitra ekagrata prapyartham, I can use. This is the intelligent way of asking Bhagavan. Permanent benefit, not temporary benefit. Spiritual benefits also we have to ask, not only materialistic benefits. Use, no? One kallikku rendu maanga nu sonna maadhiri, idu intelligent ah use pannanum illayo. This is the fourth anvaka. In this anvaka itself, avahanti homa comes. This avahanti homa, this boy is doing, means when he is a bachelor student. When I am going to become a grihastha, later I have to propagate these scriptures and I have to take care of my family. If I teach the scriptures, let many students should come from all directions. Brahmacharinaha amayantu. What type of brahmachari? Damayantu, shamayantu, with full sense control they should come, with full mind control, that such a student should come to me to study. Therefore, I want good students, I want to propagate this, I want to get lot of prosperity to take care of my students also. Of course, students are taking care of now. Because sannyasi, suppose the student becomes sannyasi, avahanti homa pannanama vendama pannano. Even though I am going to become a sannyasi, I do not know. Suppose if I become a sannyasi, I want to get many more students who are with sense control and mind control. This is the phalam of avahanti homa. This is the homa sadhanam. Homa as a sadhanam to preserve the scriptures, to propagate the scriptural teaching. For my well-being as well as for social well-being. The student has to do avahanti homa as a sadhanam. This is the final prayer. What is his final prayer? Let me purify myself. Let me purify myself. This Veda should not reject me. He is asking Veda mantras. Please accept me, don't reject me. And you merge in me, I want to merge in you. Appoda andha gnaname varum. Tadatmyam varanam. Now, the fifth anuvaka. This is the fourth anuvaka over. Avahanti homa medha siddhyartham omkara japa over. The third, the second upasana comes, vyahruti upasana. Second upasana, vyahruti upasana. Bhur bhuvasuvaritiva eta. From there it comes. This bhuhu, bhuvaha, suvaha, mahaha taken as symbols for meditation on various devatas. Six devatas were taken. There are supplementary upasanas are also there. Okay, vyakriti upasanas. There are many supplementary upasanas. And this vyakriti upasana, that is second upasana, and the third upasana are go together. That is akasha hridaya upasana. That is third upasana comes in the sixth section. Sixth anvaka, antar hridaya akasha upasana. This is also Hiranyagarbha upasana only. Third upasana. Samhita upasana, first one. Vyahruti upasana, second one. And antar hridaya upasana. This is the third one. In this upasana, sixth anuvaka tells the total mind. Hiranyagarbha is the total mind we invoke upon our own hridayam, hridayakashe, individual mind. So, along with the previous upasana, that means vyahrati upasana, along with that is total. Bhuhu, bhuvaha, soha, mahaha, that is total upasana. So, this antar hridaya akash upasana is individual, vesti upasana. So, there is a connection between the previous one and this one. To attain oneness with Hiranyagarbha. I look upon my own mind, antar hridayam, as a total. This is subjective level. Individual is a subjective level. So I take this hridayam, my own mind, as alambanam, symbol. Alambanam to whom? For that total Hiranyagarbha, total mind. Adhik alambanam ennudaya hridayam. Adha hridayakasha upasana, antar hridaya upasana. Therefore, these two upasanas have got anga angi sambandha, anga angi bhava. Then, what is the benefit? Vyapohya sirsha kapale, then that mantra comes. This upasaka, after his death, he goes to higher loka through Sushumna Nadi, Brahmarandra. He goes to Brahma loka, higher lokas. These are all material benefits. And after that Brahma loka, if he studies there, okay. Okay. If he studies, then he'll get knowledge. So Agni, Vayu, Aditya, finally, he attained Hiranyagarbha. All these devatas offer so many things to this upasaka. Even those devatas respect this upasaka, because he has done lot of upasanas upon those devatas. So those devatas will respect this upasaka. This is the highest glory one can attain through upasanas. This is the highest glory. More than this, Brahma Loka is the highest goal through upasanas you can attain. So, upasana is not the end of, ultimate end of human life. Idi gnapakam vechukonu. Upasana is like getting into a boat, entering into a boat, cross the river and leave the boat. After crossing the river, you are not supposed to sit in the boat. Why you have traveled in the boat to cross the river. That is the purpose. போட்டில் உட்கார்ந்து அப்படியே நல்ல இல்லை நான் இங்கேயே உட்காடுறேன்னா சில போட்டில் உட்கார்ற பர்பஸ்ஸே என்னன்னா டு கிராஸ் த ரிவர். வந்தாச்சு அந்த ஷோரு யூ கெட் டவுன். இதுதான் சமத்து. அதே மாதிரி உபாசனை கூட ஒரு போட்டு மாதிரி தான். கர்மயோகம், உபாசனம், பூஜா, ரிலிஜன், ஹோல் ரிலிஜன் இஸ் லைக் ஏ போட். That's why Hinduism is addressing all types of people. It is rooted like a grass. Grass eppadiye cut panna kuda mele mele adu appadi keela 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 veru poyinde irukum. Adhu maadhiri Hindu religion is also like that for all types of people it address. So you have to give up this upasana. You have to come to Jnana Yoga finally, ultimate. உபாசனா போட்லேருந்து இறங்கி எங்கே வரணும்? தர்ஸ்டே தர்ஸ்டே கிளாஸ்க்கு வரணும். ஞான யோகா எங்கே கிடைக்குமப்பான்னா ஸ்கிரிப்சுரல் ஸ்டடி, வேர்ட் டு வேர்டு மீனிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஸ்டடி. இல்லை நான் சாண்டிங்கே பண்ணிட்டு இருப்பேன் சுவாமினி. இந்த கிளாஸ் விட்டுட்டு சில பேர் நிறைய பேர் நிறைய இடத்துக்கு போவான். அந்த கிளாஸ் டைமில் எதை வந்தேன்னா கிளாஸ் தான் ப்ரைமரின்னு இருக்கணும். வரலன்னா இன்னும் தெரியலன்னு அர்த்தம். What they are studying, what for they are studying also, they do not know an artham. The first priority must be this only. Temple, worship, puja, religion, abhishekam, everything, after this only. That's how it is. That's one boat, this is a shore. This is all publicity. I'm doing it. இது உண்மை, சாஸ்திரமே சொல்றது. சாஸ்திர சீஸ் தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் இஸ் த பெனிஃபிட். நெக்ஸ்ட் செவன்த் செக்ஷன், பாங்க பிரம்ம உபாசனா. பாங்க பிரம்ம உபாசனா ஹியர் the entire creation is divided into three groups with five factors at individual level: adhyatmikam and adhidaivam. So adhyatmika group, adhidaiva group, bhutapangtam and daivapangtam. We saw in this three pangtams separately five factors. We saw prana, vyana, apana, udana, samana, and eyes, ears at adhyatma level. Body, sense organs, pranas, all these at adhyatma level. Adhe corresponding at adhidaivam level also we saw. So I need not explain all these things. This is essence I am giving. Okay. Dhatu pangtam. That also we saw, Mamsam, Majja, Snava, all these at Dhatupangtam, Adhyatmam level. So Dhatupangtam, this Indriyapangtam, Pranapangtam, along with Daivam, Adhidaivam. This is subjective and that is objective level are identical. Upasaka, enna pannanu? This the Adhyatmam is identical with Adhidaivam. Appadi nenichu meditation pannanu. இத பாங்க பிரம்ம உபாசனம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் த்ரீ ஆர் ஐடென்டிக்கல், தட் இஸ் அதிதைவம் வித் செகண்ட் த்ரீ அத்தியாத்மம் ஐடென்டிக்கல். திஸ் இஸ் அனதர் டைப் ஆஃப் ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப உபாசனா. திஸ் ஐடென்டிட்டி ஐடென்டிக்கல் போத் ஆர் அண்ட் வை வி ஹாவ் டு கெட் திஸ் ஞானம்னா அந்த துவைத புத்தி போகணும். பகவான் வேறே, நான் வேறே, இந்த துவைத புத்தி செப்பரேஷன் அந்த பாவனை போகிறதுக்காக தான் ஐடென்டிக்கல். அத்தியாத்மம் அண்ட் அதிதைவம் போத் ஆர் ஐடென்டிக்கல் மீன்ஸ் அத்வைத பாவனா வில் கம், நான் ட்யூவல் ஆட்டிடியூட் வில் கம். దట్ అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి అద్వైత జ్ఞానం జస్ట్ లైక్ దట్ ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ కమ్. చిత్త విశాలత ధ్యానం పండడం, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ అనేక రూప ధ్యానం. ఇప్పుడు పురిగెడతా వేదిక మెడిటేషన్ అని అన్నాను, వేదిక మెడిటేషన్ అన్న ఇదిదాం. చిత్త ఏకాగ్రత ఏకరూప ధ్యానం, చిత్త విశాలత అనేక రూప ధ్యానం ఆర్ విశ్వరూప ధ్యానం, దండ విశ్వరూప ధ్యానం అనేక రూప ధ్యానం విల్ కల్మినేట్ ఇన్ టు అరూప ధ్యానం. అహం బ్రహ్మ అస్మి నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ అరూపం బ్రహ్మ. అంగే ల్యాండ్ ఆహణం. ఇంకే ఫ్లై పండంబోదు ఎంగిరికో నమ్మకే తెలియదు, స్విమ్ పండంబోదు. వన్స్ యు రీచ్ ద షోర్ యు కమ్ టు నో అప్పడ వందాచి షోర్ కన్నా. సో వెన్ యు ఆర్ స్విమ్మింగ్ యు డు నాట్ నో ద డైరెక్షన్స్ వేర్ ఉపనిషత్ ఈస్ టేకింగ్ అస్. దట్స్ ఐ హ్యావ్ టు రిలై అపాన్ వేద. Veda design is like that. Beautifully it has given the root map. And the root map le poyinde irukana, guru is the one who shows the root map. And the root map le poyinde irundana destination will come. That is arupa gnanam aham brahmasmi. Enna enna dukkha nivrutti adhu da namakku venum. Dukkha nivrutti artham this is the paangta brahma upasana. Then fifth upasana in eighth section, that is Omkara upasana, final one. Fourth one is Pangta Brahma upasana over. Fifth upasana is Omkara upasana. Om iti Brahma. So vachakam, verbally you can chant the mantra Om. If you do Omkaram verbally, it is called Japam. If you do mentally, it is Dhyanam. If you do verbally, loudly, Uchcha Japa, it is Japam, Parayanam. Thousands of times you have to do, lakhs and lakhs. The more you do the chanting, the more chitta shuddhi, more the vigna nivaranam take place. Obstacles will go away. Obstacles vandadukapram onnu nenachi prayojanam kediyadu. Nariya vaatti japam pannindey irungo. So the line is clear. Green signal eppome enge ponaal namak red signal e varadu. Red signal varade swami nanna inda local signal sollala nanu. గ్రీన్ సిగ్నలే వందా ఎవరో సంతోషం ఉంది అప్ప నా వరంబోదు ఎల్ల గ్రీన్ సిగ్నలే స్వామి రెడ్ సిగ్నలే వరల రెడ్ సిగ్నలే వరందా ఇంత మరి క్లాస్కి లేట్ అయ్యడం ఇల్లయా. అదే మాదిరి రెడ్ సిగ్నల్ అన్న ఆల్ ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ వ్యాధి రూపేణ ద ఫ్యామిలీ ఫైనాన్షియల్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఫ్యామిలీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ సో మెనీ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ రెడ్ సిగ్నల్స్. దే విల్ నాట్ అలౌ అస్ టు కమ్ టు క్లాస్ టు స్టడీ. ఓకే సో గ్రీన్ సిగ్నల్ అన్నా ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ ఓకే 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 అన్నా. సో ఇన్ దిస్ బర్త్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ యూ విల్ గెట్ మోక్ష. అదర్వైజ్ రెడ్ సిగ్నల్స్ నరియా వంద ఎన్నాహో నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ ఆల్ ద బెస్ట్ అని చూడనాపో. అది కొంచెం మళ్ళీ ఎవరు పేనా ప్యాసిఫైయింగ్ ఆల్ ద బెస్ట్ నెక్స్ట్ బర్త్ అన్నా. సో జప వీ షుడ్ నాట్ లీవ్. సి జప సాధనం ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. The amount of japa you do, the amount of freedom you feel inside. And receiving retention also is very, very easy. This Omkara japa, in every mantra they utter this Omkara, in homas, yajnam, yagam and all. That is why yajna is like a first conception, madri. Yajna, no, all 42 samskaras, conception, garbhadhanam is the first ceremony they do. First ritual, garbhadhanam. Conception is a type of yajna. Last yajna is cremation. So conception to cremation, whatever you do, it is a yajna. The jiva has to travel. But before cremation, he has to say what? Aham brahmasmi jolanam. స్వామిని ఉరుమాయనకి అని సందేహమే వేండ, సందేహమే వేండ. యు విల్ గెట్ ఇట్. దట్స్ వాట్ ఓంకార జప సాధనం గివ్స్ హయ్యెస్ట్ బెనిఫిట్. It makes your life more holy and your pursuit also very, very simpler, very easy, fruitful. Now, ninth anuvaka, now upasana is over. Ninth anuvaka is talking about Vaidika Achara. Vaidika Achara. See, material benefits, some people by doing upasanas, they ask for siddhis. Ivarku siddhiye illana avaru periya enna upasakaran solluvom namo. Amma upasakaranna avarku siddhis irukkanum. Siddhis irundhada avaru upasakarna. It is that lowest inferior upasaka anartham, according to Shastra. A upasaka working for siddhis and helping people, maybe that is material benefits he is giving. But from the standpoint of Shastra, possessing siddhis is a materialistic benefit. It is a materialistic benefit. Therefore, we should use the religion for spiritual upliftment, not for siddhis. Upasana comes in religion, isn't it? Karma yoga comes in religion. Vedanta Shastra Jnana Yoga comes in philosophy. Okay, this is philosophy. So they should culminate what your religion, karma yoga and upasana religion, whatever you have practiced through that religion, you have to culminate into philosophy, Jnana Yoga, not in siddhis. We should not carry away by siddhis. Even after studying 10, 15, 20 years Vedanta also, still some Vedantic students are enamored by siddhis. How well powerful. Shastra says these mystic powers, siddhis belong to this world, Vyavaharika Prapancha. Nothing to do with your Atma Jnanam. On the other hand, Vedanta says, scriptures says, even Patanjali says, it is the biggest obstacle for Atma Jnanam. So never carry away by the mystic powers. If anybody is having, never run after them. Okay? Adhu romba attractive a irukum. That's why some students may ask, if you come to your Swamini, enoda problems ella poiduma anna. Anna, anna amma ke edavadhu mystic powers irukkani, they are expecting. Neenga enna sonna poidum va ani kootittu varanu. அப்ப நம்ம என்ன சொல்ல போறோம்னா, ப்ராப்ளமே கிடையாது, யூ ஆர் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் ப்ராப்ளம். சாஸ்திரா சேஸ் தட் இஸ் த டீச்சிங். எனக்கு ப்ராப்ளம் போகுமான்னு வந்த, அரே உனக்கு ப்ராப்ளமே இல்லை, யூ ஆர் ஆத்மான் பிரம்மன், எனக்கு ப்ராப்ளமே கிடையாது. தட் ப்ராப்ளம் இருக்கானங்கிற நோஷன் போகணும். டு ரிமூவ் தட் நோஷன் ஓன்லி ஜ்ஞான யோகா. பட் இந்த கிளச்சஸ்ல இருந்து வெளியில வர்றது ரொம்ப ரொம்ப கஷ்டம். தட்ஸ் வை மனுஷ்யானாம் சஹசிரேஷு, வெரி ஃபியூ பீப்புள் வில் கம். அங்கே ஓடி 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 அதுக்குள்ள 80 இயர்ஸ் வந்துடும் அவங்களுக்கு. இங்கே வந்து வர முடியாமல் கஷ்டப்பட்டு கிளாஸ் எங்கே இருக்குன்னு ஒரு வப்போம், காது கேட்காமலே கண்ணு பார்க்க முடியாத சமையல் வந்து என்னதா புரியும் என்ன. பை தட் டைம் வந்துடும், த ப்ரெஷஸ் வேல்யூபிள் டைம், the age, everything gone. This 11 o'clock is for youngsters. Of course, old people are also there, I don't say. But why, and housewives are coming maximum. You are all really in precious, that is the age, precious age really. You can get that benefit. That's why Vedic Vichara, I hear. Vedic Vichara, eppadi irukkanumanna. Important virtues that Guru is final, he gives. Study of scriptures. Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha. Oh my dear student, never skip this swadhyayam. Study of scriptures must never leave. Follow truthfulness. Ritam cha swadhyaya satyam cha damas cha. All sense control, mind control, always they follow them. This is called Vaidika Vichara. Against to all these is Avaidika Manartham. அவைதிகம் இஸ் அமங்களம், வைதிகம் இஸ் மங்களம். மைண்ட் கண்ட்ரோல், வர்ஷிப் காட், பஞ்சமஹா யக்ஞாஸ், ஹாஸ்பிட்டாலிட்டி, அதிதி யக்ஞம், ரெஸ்பெக்ட் யுவர் எல்டர்ஸ், சர்வீஸ் டு ஹியூமனிட்டி, ஃபாதர், மதர், டீச்சர், ஆல் ஆஃப் தெம் யூ ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ஹியர் சேஸ் இன் திஸ் மந்த்ரா. அண்ட் மேரி, ஹேவ் குட் சில்ட்ரன் அண்ட் டீச் தெம். ஓகே, ப்ரொஜெனி ஹாவ் டு இன்க்ரீஸ் திஸ் தர்மா. ஃபார் வாட் பிரஜா, சில்ட்ரன் ஃபார் வாட் சேக்கன்னா, தர்ம அபிவிருத்தியர்த்தம். ஐ கெட் சில்ட்ரன், நாம் இருவர் நமக்கு ஒருவர், அந்த ஒருவருக்கு கொஞ்சம் தர்மம் பற்றி சொல்லப்பா. தர்ம அபிவிருத்தியர்த்தம் பிரஜாக, சில்ட்ரன் ஆர் மென்ட் டு ப்ராபகேட் தர்ம, நாட் டு கிவ் சம் துணை. எனக்கு ஓல்ட் ஏஜில் துணைக்காக யார் இருப்பான் அப்படியெல்லாம் நினைக்காது. என்ன சுவாமினி, நீங்கள் என்னென்ன சொல்லுங்க, இது மாத்திரம் போ, இதுதான் பற்று. நமக்கு நமக்காக ஒரு அபிமானம். இஃப் வி நோ தட் தி சாஸ்திரா இட்ஸ் எ வேல்யூ, திஸ் டீச்சிங், திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் மை சன் ஆர் டாட்டர், நாட் ஃபார் மை சேக், திஸ் இஸ் த கிஃப்ட் ஐ எம் கிவிங் டு த சொசைட்டி. அண்ட் எவ்ரி மதர், எவ்ரி மினிட் ஷீ ஷுட் திங்க், மை சன் அண்ட் மை டாட்டர் ஆர் நாட் ஃபார் மை சேக், அஃப் கோர்ஸ் வென் தே ஆர் ஃபார் சொசைட்டி, ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ இன்க்ளூடெட் தேர். எஸ் ஆர் நோ? ஐ எம் இன்க்ளூடெட். எனக்காகவே என்ன சொன்ன என்ன ஆகிடும் தெரியுமோ, அவன் எனக்கு உதவி பண்ண மாட்டான், சொசைட்டிக்கு அது மேலே பண்ண மாட்டான். ஆமாம், அப்படிதான் நம்ம பார்க்குறோம். இப்போ தே ஆர் நாட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் தேர் பேரண்ட்ஸ், அஃப்கோர்ஸ் தே ஆர் நாட் டேக்கிங் கேர் ஆஃப் த சொசைட்டி ஆல்சோ. சப்போஸ் யூ கிவ் தட் சைல்டு, மென்டலி ஆஃபர் தட் சைல்டு டு த சொசைட்டி, யுவர் யோகா க்ஷேம ஆல்சோ வில் பி டேக்கன் கேர் ஆஃப். இந்த சீக்ரெட் மறக்காதுங்கோ. இது வேத வாக்கு. என்ன சுவாமி, உங்கள் வாயிலேருந்து வருது வேத வாக்க? என்னோட வாயில வரல, வேதமே சேஸ், வேதம் அப்படிதான் சொல்றது. சர்வே ஜனா சுகினோ பவந்து, லோகா சமஸ்தா சுகினோ பவந்து, அண்ட் மை சன் ஆல்சோ சுகினோ பவந்த. எப்படி? அரே, சர்வே ஜனாலோ லோகா ஜனாலோ யுவர் சன் இன்க்ளூடட் ஆர் நாட்? அது மாதிரி என்னோட சன் வந்து இந்த உலகத்துக்காக நல்லது பண்ணட்டும், அப்போ நான் கூட இன்க்ளூடட். ஸோ ஐ நீட் நாட் கோ டு வேர், ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் ஹோம். தென் திஸ் வாட் ஹேவிங் அட்டைன் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் இந்த 10th அனுவாக்கா, த்ரிஷங்கு டிக்ளேர் வாட் ஏ சுப்பீரியர் நாலெட்ஜ், திஸ் இஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல் நாலெட்ஜ் ஹீ ஹாஸ் அட்டைன்ட். வை How he has attained? By following Samhita Upasana, by following Pankta Brahma Upasana, by following Omkara Japa, Medha Siddhyardham, all these things he has followed, and Vedic lifestyle he has taken up, then he has attained Atma Jnanam. I am here as a model, and he declare pandrar. Veda Ghosha, this is what he says. Aham rukshasya reriva, kirtif prishtam gireriva, urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamritam asmi. Let us, our son or daughter should become like, no, Trishanku. Enna Trishanku illa, namakku theriyira Trishanku vere. Taittiriya Upanishad Trishanku is a jnani, rishi. Ippadi patta jnanam ellarku varanum, Trishanku. I am the substratum of this entire universe, he says. Kirti prushtam, I am Brahmaswarupam, my name and fame is, no, like that peak of that mountain. Nana, how boldly he is declaring. Nana, appadi declare pannanum. In this 10th month, he says, this is the real prosperity, this is the real wealth, this is the real health. Health, wealth, ellame idhula da irukku. And the 11th anuvaka, final anuvaka, instructions given by the teacher. Uh, So everyone has to recognize his or her own nature and repeat this mantra. Fake it and make it. Daily, aham rukshasya re eriva. I am ordinary miserable wife, housewife, householder, holding the house all the time. But still, my real nature is Brahman. Ani shollanam. Repeat that mantra as a nididhyasana mantra. Aham rukshasya re eriva. Yad bhavam tad bhavati. Hundreds of times, thousands of times I say, one day it becomes a fact for me. The last section, instructions. Teacher is giving a send-off to the student. This is important qualities you maintain, retain in your life. Whatever you have learned here, all good things, noble things you practice, continue in your life, never miss them. Truthfulness you continue. Righteous way of life you continue. Respect elders. And respect other teachers also. Learn from other teachers also if you feel like to learn. Never stop. One should follow the path of noble people. Especially the teacher says, when you have got any conflicts in your life, conflict situation when it comes, how to behave with others, you see those people, how they are handling their life in the difficult situations, you also behave same way. See some people in difficult situations, in crisis, how they have handled their life. You also follow the same footsteps like that. And he says, therefore, when we, one point, some students have got doubt, Swamini, how to interact with the people who are all adharmic, not going in a Vedic lifestyle. They are all not doing some wrong things they are doing, knowingly also they are doing. How to handle them? If they are our own family members, how to handle them? They have their own habits, behavioral problems and all. Enna pannanum? I will tell you, leave them, ignore them. They have their own samskaras. You don't interfere, you don't probe into them, into their life. First check yourself where you are. Every person having some minus points. Enakitta sare minus points irukku. Why I have to see minus points in them first? Enakitta irukkiradhu enna nu correct pannikanum first. என்னாச்சுன்னா நான் கரெக்டு சுவாமினி அனி நமக்கு நான் கரெக்டுன்னு எல்லாருக்குமே அவனவன் கரெக்டுன்னு தோணும் ஃபர்ஸ்ட். நான் பர்ஃபெக்ட், நான் கரெக்டு. இதுதான் இந்த ஒப்பீனியன், நான் கரெக்டு, நான் தான் ரைட்டு அண்ண ஒரு ஒப்பீனியன் என்ன பண்ணுவோன்னா, ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபைண்டிங் ஃபால்ஸ் இன் அதர்ஸ். திஸ் டைப் ஆஃப் மென்டாலிட்டி டெவலப் சீயிங் த மிஸ்டேக்ஸ் அலோன் இன் த அதர்ஸ் ஆல் த டைம். And அந்த மனப்பான்மை என்ன பண்ணுவோன்னா, இட் கெனாட் வித் ஸ்டாண்ட் வித் அதர் பீப்புள்ஸ் பிஹேவியர். அதுதான் காரணம். எனக்கிட்ட கூட சிலது கரெக்ஷன் பண்ணிக்க வேண்டியது இருக்கலாம், இருக்கும். அதே மாதிரி அவங்களுக்கும் இருக்கும். அதனால தானிக்கு தீனிக்கு சரி போயிருந்து இப்படி சொன்னா ப்ராப்ளம் இல்லை. The problem when it comes in, நான் கரெக்டு தான், நான் சொன்னதுதான் கரெக்டு, எனக்கு எல்லாமே தெரியும். அவங்க தான் எல்லாம் தப்பு பண்ணுறான், அவன் தப்பு பண்ணுறது கரெக்டு தான், எல்லாமே தப்பு பண்ணுறான்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது, நான் எல்லாமே கரெக்டுன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. இங்கே தான் நம்ம கொஞ்சம் தெர் இஸ் எ ரூம் டு க்ரோ ஃபார் மீ ஆல்சோ. அதே மாதிரி அவங்களுக்கு கூட தெர் இஸ் எ ரூம் டு க்ரோ மெச்சோர். இப்படிப்பட்ட மனப்பான்மை கொஞ்சம் நமக்கு ஒரு இடம் கொடுத்துட்டோன்னா, it will have a what
You see the relationship. Freedom in relationship is called this alone. Freedom in relationship. I have relationship, at the same time I have freedom. I give freedom to them also to grow. I have my own freedom to grow myself. Otherwise life is a struggle, a tug of war. I have to improve myself. Idida pannana namma. Idida ennude yagnam. Yaar improve aganavan patti enak. I don't bother. Let Bhagavan will take care of them. Why I have to worry? Let me take care of my life first. Corrections at my intellectual level, emotional level. Idida, that what Guru says. You don't follow anything wrong, evil things are practiced by anybody, you don't follow them. You follow only good things. Having said this much, concludes the Shanti Patha. And he gives another important value also, that is Shraddhaya Deyam. Do lot of charity. Nalla charity pannu. Tyagam, tyagam, tyagam. Kudu, kudu, kudu. Nariyan, palaganam. Shankaracharya says, Janmanam narajanma durlabham. Manushya janma is very rare. You got it. And tatra pumstvam tato viprata. In that also human life and that dhiratvam. Pumstvam anna not only male. Pumstvam anna here, that dhiratvam. Courage to face all adverse situations. And viprata. Viprata means what? Brahmana gunas. Guna brahmana. Sattvika gunas. Tasmat vaidika dharma acharatan. Dharma, dharma paratanar. Viveka Chudamani Shankaracharya says, adulo kuda vaidika dharma margam life lo varadi innu punyam pannirkanum. Illame oru step ku mela oru step punyam ide. Adikulla thirupi vidvatvam tasmat param. Vidvatam, getting knowledge, introducing myself to scriptures. This is another punyam. In that also, atma anatma vivechanam, greatest punyam. In that also, again, swanubhavaha, innu punyam. Enakku nenaka pratyakshama anubhavam varade, innu punyam. Shatakoti janma sukrutaihi punyam vina na labhyate. Punyam vina labhyate. Without shatakoti janma punyam, this is not possible. Ippadi idella irundadana enna artham? Shatakoti janma punyam irukken artham. Therefore, thanks giving Shanti Patha, last Shanti Patha. We will chant together. So having accomplished everything, the student thanked to the teacher, father, mother, and Ishvara, to the entire creation. So Nandri Chulanana, Kritagnata. We'll chant together. Last 12th Anuka, Anuvaka. There is a difference between 12th Anuvaka and 1st Shantri Mantra. No, Pathi Padingo. Okay, look at it and chant. Om Shanno Mitra Shyam Varunah Shanno Bhavatvaryamam Shanna Indro Brihaspatih Shanno Vishnururukramah Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva pratyaksham brahma vadisham rutama vadisham satyama vadisham tanmamavit tadvaktaramavit avinmam avidvaktaram Om Shanti.
shanti shanti shanti.
Thus ends the Sikshavalli, first chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad. So the student asking good health and long life for the teacher also. The student is asking in this shanti part.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.